Well, in a teapot now. Usually they don't they usually heat the water in a separate container and then they pour it in the teapot along with the tea. Isn't that the way they do most of the tea?
But the thing that actually whistles is
Tea
called.
kettle.
And the what you would cook an egg in, usually.
I use a microwave.
You microwave eggs? Oh my gosh.
Well, you have to puncture it.
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah, you puncture it. And then I give it, well, on my microwave, 30 seconds. I cover it, though. I usually put a paper plate over
It's
it.
probably best.
Yeah, and I put them in a little custard container, and I put just a drop of oil in, so it's not going to stick. And wipe that on it, and then put the egg in, and then puncture the egg with a toothpick. And then I cook it about 30 seconds, and then look at it. And if it, then usually I give it another 20 seconds. But it depends. If it looks like it's more done, like it's more done than it was, than it should be, then I give it less.
And it doesn't turn a weird color.
Not really, not really, not really. The yolk gets harder than it would if you fried it.
What would you fry an egg in?
Oil.
What
I
kind of egg
usually
in it?
use, oh, in a frying pan.
There's a lamp that some people out in the country make. I don't know if you've ever seen these, but you make it out of a bottle and it has a wick in it. And it's got oil in it so that the oil goes up the wick and you can just light the wick and it's. What do you call those?
Well, they have kerosene lamps.
What other things would you use for heating besides kerosene?
Well, of course, wood, butane fumes,
The electric company uses some different things. What do they use?
well, they use most of the things that they use are steam turbines, and they're heated depending on what's available. Some of them are coal, some of them are petroleum that they use. It depends on. Of course, they have atomic energy these days too.
Unfortunately. A bed on the floor is called what?
Mattress on the floor. I don't know what else.
Some people have a word for that. What is it? It's pallet. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have heard the term pallet. But I just have never used it.
And
Of course, if you have a roll, I guess that would be a pallet when you put it out.
A bedroll. Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think that's the same thing. Have you ever heard of a sugan? A sugan evidently is a bedspread, but it's a really thick bedspread that they use in places like Colorado. Never heard of that?
I've never seen one that I know
I haven't either.
of. I've seen blankets and things like that, and comforters and all sorts of things.
The thing that goes over a pillow is called a
A pillow slip.
And things that we have to replace in our lights are called
Globes, light globes.
And that thing is called a
Television set.
Yep. And what you would use in the kitchen to keep the food off of you when you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And when